Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
I just wanted to hop on and do a little quickie podcast here. There are a lot of other things going on in wrestling besides WrestleMania, which I do feel bad for those who should be traveling to Tampa this week for the WrestleMania festivities. The hope is still that Boston is truly going to be the biggest party of the summer for wrestling fans. I know it's a slogan, but hopefully it will apply here this summer. All Elite Wrestling announced a new championship. It's going to be called the TNT Championship. The first TNT champion is scheduled to be crowned Double or Nothing in Las Vegas on Saturday, May 23rd. We hope that May 23rd happens, especially a live audience, live pay-per-view. Just it'd be good. It would be good for everybody and everything. This feels like a title that Cody should win. I do think that it is important that Jericho or Cody or even a Darby Allin, based on how over he is, should win this TNT championship, be the first TNT champion. I'd love to see Colt Cabana win it just because he's a personal favorite, but it really needs to be on a Jericho, a Cody. I think Darby Allin's super over and super deserves it. I think those are really the three who really should have this championship first. Cody and Jericho, they don't need a championship, but the star power that they could bring to this championship early on, and specifically as it pertains to Cody, he can get a title. And this is how he can get a title. He can be the first TNT champion because he can't challenge for the AEW world title unless he goes villain and they remove the stipulations. But I think the reason why this championship was created is because if you look at since AEW has started, they don't do a lot of world title defenses on free TV. So maybe this is how they keep a championship active on television, is they create another one and they keep the world title just to pay-per-views or just to special occasions. That's just kind of a vibe that I get, is that they don't want, AEW doesn't want world championship defenses on free TV. I will wait for the internet to start ripping AEW for not having regular world title defenses. Still waiting. Waiting for a criticism similar to those who hate on Brock Lesnar for not defending his championship every week. Still waiting. Okay, I'll move on. You know, Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, they defended their championships and nobody gave them praise. All right, moving on. Sam Roberts is terrible on NXT. Lance Archer looks like a monster right now, and it's really only a matter of time before Jon Moxley and Lance Archer match up. If you haven't seen their matchups, check out their New Japan work. It's totally worth your time. I also think that the Chris Jericho, Matt Hardy stuff has been really, really good, and you can just feel that Jericho and Matt Hardy are into it using their creative juices. I'm a huge Matt Hardy fan. I'm a huge Chris Jericho fan. I think they've just done excellent work in AEW, and Matt Hardy now has handcuffs off, so we'll see how deep down a rabbit hole he can really get with his creativity. And maybe it ends up that it's too deep and we don't understand it, but I like Matt Hardy and his creative juices and his creative intuition as to what the fans might like. Remember, his TNA stuff was great stuff. Broken Matt Hardy, Brother Nero, all that stuff. Just creative stuff. I'm convinced, by the way, that Brody Lee is a rib on Vince McMahon, which I love. Speaking of Vince McMahon, Jim Ross has a new book out. It's called Under the Black Hat. It's his second book. It's a nice second book from his first book, Slobberknocker. And if you order that book from jrsbbq.com, there's an option for Jim Ross to personalize the book for you. jrsbbq.com. I loved this book. I really loved this book. I put it in the same category as Mick Foley's Have a Nice Day and Bret Hart's book. Find the Canadian version of that. It's not the watered down one like the US WWE version. I did end up getting the audio version of both Slobberknocker and Under the Black Hat because I always find it more interesting when the subject matter of a book can tell me their story in their own voice. In both books, I find Jim Ross's honesty and detail about his experiences with Vince McMahon fascinating. This book is as much about Vince McMahon as it is about Jim Ross. If you've ever wanted to get an idea of who Vince McMahon is, this book gives a lot of details into the chairman of WWE. Vince's most proud moment of Jim Ross is truly mind-blowing to me, as Jim describes it in this book. I'm not going to give it away. I want you to order the book and hear it for yourself or read it for yourself. Jim details one of his many returns to Raw, and he describes Michael Cole's commentary as Vince just feeding him line after line after line to get under Jim Ross's skin. And Jim just kept calling the match while Michael Cole was just throwing line after line after jab after jab.
Who invited you here? You're not even going to shake my hand? You're not going to say hi to me? You're not going to shake my hand?
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
You got the boring United States champion, so you might as well bring JR back to call a match.
I don't see anything boring about Daniel Bryan whatsoever. A young man that has overachieved. He's overcome a lack of huge size
right.
to become a great submission competitor. Anyone with any intelligence would recognize that.
And JR is like you. JR, he's like you. He has no personality. You guys calling this match is a cure for insomnia.
And Daniel Bryan trying to chop down this bigger man with those kicks to the quadriceps.
And to think you guys once did XFL games together. No wonder that league went out of business.
Hey, I've heard you and Stryker. That's the bland leading the bland.
JR, we haven't heard it yet. We haven't heard Slobberknocker. We haven't heard Stomping a Mud Hole. We haven't heard Government Mule. We haven't heard Stone Cold.
Okay, but we've heard, you know what? Why don't you exercise your right to remain silent for a little bit?
Another story that was interesting to me related to the contract talks between Jerry Jarrett, Jeff Jarrett, and Jim Ross leading into a match with China for the WWF Intercontinental Championship.
Vince gave me the number. He's not going to move. Jerry thought about it for a second and put out his hand. I shook it. We got a deal? I asked. We got a deal, he said. Tell Jeff I'll see him at the pay-per-view. And we'll sign there, I said to Jerry. Will do, Jerry said, still shaking my hand. There and then, as far as I was concerned, Jerry Jarrett and I struck a deal on his son's behalf. We shook hands on it and exchanged our good word. Based on that agreement, we built up Jeff's match with China on our TV shows. We shot angles. We agreed on creative and the finish. We were full steam ahead. All that was left was for Jeff to sign his new contract in Cleveland. Exactly where I was now standing backstage. I was under the impression we had a deal, I said to Jeff in the locker room. I'm leaving for WCW. They're going to pay me what I'm worth.
So Jeff ultimately left for WCW despite the handshake agreement between Jerry, who was obviously representing Jeff in these contract negotiations with Jim Ross. I point this out to let you know this is how scummy the Jarretts are. Handshakes for years and years and years were good enough from a talent to a promoter. And in the wrestling business, this was always important, but I guess it doesn't pertain to the Jarretts. This, of course, led to why Vince fired Double J on TV the night after Vince bought WCW.
Now, as far as the Jeff Jarretts of the world are concerned, you know how Jeff spells his name? That's J-E-double-F. Well, you know what? I would suspect that we'd spell it a different way after tonight. That would be capital G-double-O-double-N-double-E. Gone.
There's a great story about WrestleMania 26 and how that show became a WrestleMania moment for Jim Ross. Jim goes deep into detail about the relationship he had with his wife, Jan, and goes into great detail about her sad passing and how wrestling helped him greatly in his time of need and support. This is about as emotional a book as I've read, and it's a really interesting story of one man's journey through wrestling. It's called Under the Black Hat. It's available wherever you get your books. JRSBBQ.com if you want to get a personalized autograph from Jim Ross on this book, or it's, of course, available at your favorite book platform. Riley and I plan to be back Sunday night after WrestleMania. Everyone be safe, be aware, be prepared.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. scores.org/Noah.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.